This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the question is, who do you want to remind you to turn to your Maker? Who do you want to remind you that you need to be a good Muslim? Whoever it is, you can hear them reminding you. Nowadays, it's just a few buttons away. Say the person's name. Whoever, whichever sheikh, whichever person appeals to you, say their name, Google them, and listen, they will give you the same reminder, exactly the same reminder. Amazing. And then we're just going to listen and say, powerful speaker, but did your life change? No, it didn't. So that wasn't powerful enough. It wasn't good enough, really. What's the point of us attending conferences and conventions and lectures and listening to so many lectures on YouTube and perhaps on the telly and perhaps on the radio and so many different places, but our hearts have not moved. Our lives have not changed. I cry when I think of how much Quran we read. We call it a khatma, which means we complete the entire Quran from cover to cover. Not once, but so many times, and our lives have not moved. Sometimes we have not even cried the warm tears. And yet there were enemies of Islam in the past. One verse was enough to shake up their whole lives, and they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? It's the sincerity. It's the search and the thirst and the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, life is not all about entertainment and enjoying yourself beyond limits. No, it is limited. You should know how to enjoy yourself. You should know what it is that will help you in this world lead a peaceful life, and in the life after death, help you, inshallah, earn paradise. May Allah unite us in paradise. Ameen. But it's amazing how we read the Quran again and again. We haven't even changed. And everyone says, oh, that sheikh, this sheikh reads very well. Beautiful recitation in my car. I enjoy this recitation and that recitation. My brother and sister, Islam is not just about enjoying a recitation. Do something about it. Come on, man. Allahu Akbar. Change your life. It's not just about saying, yeah, we want you to talk about this and that because our men are doing this and our women are doing that. So talk about this, this, this. It's not just about talking about things. Change your life first to start with. The rest of the world will change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. May He open our doors, really. I am passionate about what I am saying. And I've kept it quite simple because in life, we have so many things that people are telling us, bombarding us with so many things, yet it's the simple things that would actually change us. May Allah make us better. We cannot resolve disputes within our own families, our in-laws, within our own communities, and we expect to be known as the best of people. The ummah that others should be looking at and saying, mashallah, we want to be Muslimin. How do we expect that if we ourselves accusing one another of things that we have not done? Allahu Akbar. So many crises. People are today, I don't know about this part of the world, but where I come from, I know that it's happening. Businessmen will tell you, I don't want to deal with Muslims. And you say, but why? Oh, they will not pay. You know, they scrounge for the biggest discount. And on top of that, they will complain about the product. Allahu Akbar. If they were to buy the same product from someone who's not a Muslim, they'll pay the full price and they'll never complain. What is this attitude? We are abusing brotherhood in Islam, trying to just find a discount out of the word brotherhood. To say, brother, I'm your Muslim brother, come on, can't you see, mashallah, we go to the same masjid, you know, brother, if you're selling this thing at $50, you know, I read Salah with you, my brother, you can give it to me for 20. And the next day, it's not working. I told you it's not working. But brother, did you follow the instructions and this? So the best thing people tell you, I don't want to deal with them. We should cry if we hear those statements. I've heard a statement saying, if a check bounces, it's a Muslim. A'udhu billah. I hope that's not the case in this part of the world. But I've heard that happening. People will tell you that, you know what? When you find those who maltreat their women, they're Muslims. Is that true? I hope it's not. We are trying so hard. We are trying so hard, really, with our families so that we can lead a life of happiness and goodness. Remember, I always tell people, you know, you got married, mashallah, and you have a life, mashallah, you have your children now. Concentrate on this family that you have. Don't try and get everything else. It's like a person, for example, he's got a business that is barely making a profit and he wants to open another 2 or 3 branches. What's the point? Brother, concentrate on that one business, inshallah, and what will happen? You let it grow, and inshallah it will grow, it will become successful, and people might be able to take it over and so on. And alhamdulillah, this would be more beneficial for you than if you were without operating properly with one, you'd like to just get to another and a third and a fourth. It won't stop. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.